Hi, my name is Amber Dlugosh and I teach dual credit composition at Bolivar High School. This year took a turn that we could not have anticipated. I would have never guessed that I'd be finishing the school year out teaching at home with my dog Dottie, who you can hear walking across the floor right now. Though their senior year took a harsh turn and many are now facing tough realities, my students have continued to exude exemplary character. The stories and insights they've shared have challenged me to keep going and to see different perspectives. So I've asked them if they would share with you by reading a piece of their own choosing. In each episode, you'll hear from five members of the graduating class of 2020. I call this group of students the Good Guys, and I think you'll see why. I hope you enjoy another episode of Powerful Perspectives.
Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Spencer Leip, and as of this recording, I am a student at Bolivar High School. After this recording, I will no longer be a high school student. This is my very last assignment of my schooling career, and it's been quite the journey, and it's come to quite the odd ending. On today's episode, I'll be reading a story I wrote for college composition titled Trapped in a Four-Walled Box. I really chose the story because I feel like it encapsulates the highs and lows of living in quarantine during a pandemic. I'm proud of this story, even though it was thrown together pretty quickly and abruptly. So let's get down to business and let's start sharing it. Trapped in a four-walled box. I look around and all I see are walls. Walls of a building that just don't quite feel like home anymore. I spend most of my time in our basement to escape the realities of our household. It's hard living with a grandma who doesn't remember seeing you 5 minutes ago because of Alzheimer's. It's hard to listen to what's on CBS for the 20th time in the past 10 minutes. It's hard to listen to her ask what the coronavirus is every single day. It's hard when she asks when graduation is, and I have to tell her, oh, next month, because she can't remember we're in a pandemic. It's hard to hear her say good morning when I come up the stairs at noon, even though I've been up since 8. But it is inspiring to watch my mom being the strongest person in the world by dealing with and taking care of her mother every single day. I don't see many upsides to the pandemic, but it does make me realize how fortunate and blessed I am. I am blessed to have the best mother in the world. I am blessed to have internet and games so I don't lose my mind. I am blessed to have great friends to talk to. This pandemic has also caused me to miss many things. I miss hanging with the boys. I miss being able to sit in a restaurant. I miss sports. I miss just heading to Walmart for fun instead of having to wait in a line just to get in. I even miss Bolivar High School. I miss making more crazy memories instead of being in quarantine in my house. But most of all, I miss not having a care in the world and just living. Thank you so much for coming out and listening. That's all, folks. I'll catch you around. Goodbye.
Hello, my name is Ethan McClure. I use he, him pronouns, and I'll be reading my short story, List Reading, I Do Miss Some Things. I chose this piece because I got a pretty good grade on it. As I lay here in bed after a day of reflection, I realize that I do miss some things about school. I miss driving my car. I miss parking in a spot that isn't mine because it's much closer to the one I was assigned, and nobody parks in it anyway, and I'm a senior, damn it. I miss seeing students walking together and apart, all feeling different about going into the building, become unified through the doorway. I miss Dr. Guerin. I miss my office worker job and having to put my earplugs in because some people just talk so loudly. I miss a certain teacher's frenetic teaching style that was just starting to grow on me. I miss having a Chromebook charger, rip. I miss Frau Trobisch presenting us with random German facts in the most delightfully, albeit unintentionally, deadpan way. I miss being able to brag about having so few real classes. I miss choir. I desperately miss the theater program. I miss being able to see my friends and other people I care about. I miss Miss DeLugosh and the way she always makes me feel, how to put it, empowered, validated? Though since she and her class are still present in my life, it makes me think more. Maybe I should share some gratitudes of my own. I'm glad for getting an indefinite break from school. I'm glad to be able to find the humor in our bizarre graduation circumstances. I'm glad for the internet connecting me with only the ones I want to be connected with in this season. I'm glad to get to spend time with my family, deepening our relationships. God knows I'm glad for anime. I'm glad for being able to sleep in. I'm glad for being unhindered by the arbitrary schedule I was locked in with having to go to school. Though it's still technically in session, it all feels very far away now. I still have classes and assignments, but sleep schedules are non-existent and I don't have to get dressed. I'm grateful for this sudden shift in responsibilities. Now there's no one to hound me about getting things done. I'm allowed to set schedules on my own, carry my own responsibilities, keep myself occupied, have my own opinions. I'm grateful for being alone, because now I don't feel looked down upon. I feel like an adult. I'm glad to be free.
Hello, my name is Isaac Anthony, and I'm a senior at Bolivar High School. I decided to do my reading over my COVID-19 list writing. I chose this writing because I wrote it exactly 1 month ago, and a lot has happened in the past month that changed how I view things. So let's get into it. It's Easter Sunday, and we've all been celebrating in isolation. Not that I would enjoy being stuck in a place, public place, with people I don't know. But after seeing the inside of the same house hour after hour, speaking to someone other than my siblings would be a great relief. Each day looks the same as the last. I start each dreading a new list of homework and end it wishing I had something else to do. So as the night draws near, I think of all the things that I miss. I miss going to school. Not the school itself, but what comes from being at school. I miss the organization that school brought. Being able to know when you would get information or assignments without checking your email every hour. I miss passing my friends in the halls between classes and just being able to say hi. I miss driving, especially road trips. I miss driving to Joplin to visit the orthodontist so they can attach painful metal wires to my teeth. I realize that driving brings me a comfort like no other. Being in control of my speed and direction, I feel I am losing control of my life. I miss spending time with my friends at McDonald's or Taco Bell. Just talking about really anything while we wait for our cheeseburgers and sweet teas. I miss taking the back roads to wrestling practice after school. The peaceful emptiness of that narrow road. I miss driving. I miss driving at night when the roads are completely empty. Nothing but moonlight and your own headlights to guide you. I miss the feeling you get at the end of a hard day of hard work, when you look back over what you have accomplished. But more than anything else, I miss the freedom I had only gotten a taste of. Finally an adult, but now stuck at home with less freedom than before. I wish I could start my new life as an adult. Maybe I would start preparing for college, or maybe I would move to some faraway land. But for now it's Easter Sunday, and I'm stuck at home.
Hi, my name is Josh Francisco, and I'm a student at Bolivar High School. Well, I was, as after this, my senior year will be over. I will be reading my list essay to give hope to anyone who is listening. I'm just sitting here in my room, waking up at noon for the second week in a row, wondering whatever happened to the schedule that had been established for me since I was 5. I'm not really good with change, but I don't really know if anyone is. I start thinking about the future, and I get excited. The future is exciting because we are going to get to graduate. The future is exciting because we will have prom. The future is exciting because we will get to start everything new. The future is exciting because we will get to see our friends again. The future is exciting because we will be able to feel like we are doing productive things again. The future is exciting because we will be able to choose what we want to do with a lot more freedom. The future is exciting because we will be able to vote. The future is exciting because we will be able to start solving problems that we noticed a long time ago. The future is exciting because we will not have to worry about our past. The future is exciting because we will have the people that really know you still with you. The future is exciting because everything will start going back to normal. The future is exciting because we can go on trips soon. The future is exciting because we will be able to enjoy our summers. The future is exciting because we will be done with online schooling. The future is exciting because we will be able to actually start meeting people from our colleges. The future is exciting because we will not have to worry about stupid things as much. The future is exciting because we will not have to tell each other goodbye. The future is exciting. There's still no time like right now. This was supposed to be the time that I would spend last endearing moments with my friends, and that has been taken away from me. Instead of dwelling on that, I look to the future as a symbol of hope in this time where we have no hope of a normal end to my high school years.
Hi guys, my name is Raina, and I am a procrastinator because I am doing this very last minute. But anyhow, I am going to read a short story that I wrote in college composition. I chose this piece because for me, it like holds sentimental value because it was like the last piece that I wrote for the class. And I think it's just kind of sad that like it's like finally coming to an end. But anyhow, here is the piece. The end of fall was already upon us, and I was sad to see it go. I guess that everything seems like a goodbye when they pass during your senior year, as you realize that you will never experience them the same way that you did before. Tennis season was closing to an end, and I think that I was almost as sad as Annabel was to see it end, mostly because of what comes after it. Soon I would have to face the reality that winter is coming, and I would be faced with the absence of the warm sun and spontaneous weekend lake days. I also had to face the fact that winter sports were about to start, and I would be faced with a decision to make. I had to decide whether or not I would willingly choose to do something that I don't like for the betterment of myself and others. For me, swimming competitively was not fun at all. It was something that I dreaded doing every time I had to go to practice. I told myself at the end of junior year of swim that I would, quote, never do it again because it absolutely sucked and it was quite possibly the worst sport to ever exist. Which, to be honest, wasn't all that far from the truth. Swimming indeed did suck, and it was terribly hard for me to do since I wasn't even good to begin with. But senior year was different. All throughout the end of the summer and into the beginning of the year, I endured endless nagging from both my parents and my friends to do swim. They argued that it would help me get in shape for track, and after some minor threats and slight bullying, I found myself at the mandatory swim meeting sandwiched between Maddie and Annabelle, collecting papers and signing things. It vaguely felt like I was Ariel, signing away my soul to Ursula, except instead of getting legs, I was signing it for a pair of flippers. During the first week of swim, I suddenly remember why I vowed never to return to the pool. But unfortunately, there I was, a sad and shivering mess because no place seemed to ever have a nice temperate pool to swim in. Okay, the first week actually wasn't that bad, but then came the second week, which brought the dreaded time trial Thursdays and gut checks. Now, these may not seem so bad to a non-swimmer, but we know better. Let me break it down for you. Time trial Thursdays were a practice dedicated to seeing where you were on the totem pole of speed and capability. You basically had to be fast and swim the given stroke correctly. Gut checks were exactly like they sounded like. If you didn't feel like puking by the end, then you weren't doing it right. In essence, gut checks were like suicides in basketball or football, and just continuous down and backs. Everybody in my lane swam 50 meters 5 times in a 55-second interval. If you made it back before 55 seconds ended, then you got at most 5 seconds of breathing time. If you didn't, then it was touch, look, maybe breathe if you had time, and then back to sprinting. But here's the funny thing. As much as we all hated both forms of legal torture, they created and showed to the most improvement. Gut checks pushed us to our limits, making us resilient to the pressure of competing at meet level. While Time Trial Thursdays gave us boosts of confidence when they showed how much time we had jogged from the previous week. Using these boosts of confidence really helped during swim meets. Never before had I ever dreamed of doing the 100-yard freestyle or even the 100-yard breaststroke, but I did because my friends gave me confidence and my teammates gave me the ability to persevere through it all. I guess looking back on it now during quarantine, swim wasn't as bad as I thought it would be, and I gained and learned a lot from it. I gained some new friends that I'm going to miss when I leave. I gained confidence by doing something that I was sort of scared of. I learned that doing hard things isn't so bad when you have people with you to support you through it. And through it all, gut checks and everything, I know that the one thing that I will definitely take away from the season are all the good memories that I created with my friends. From snowy swim meets to Maddie attempting to crack open an apple with her head, I will hold these memories close to me because these are some of the last memories that I will have of Bolivar High School.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. I know that these five seniors really appreciate your time and your ears. They have boldly shared their own stories and perspectives, and I celebrate that in them. It's very brave and courageous of them to do. In our class, we center all that we do around one common saying: stories create connection, and connection creates understanding. And it's my hope that that's what's happened here today. Thank you again.